From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley has accused North Korea of threatening Japan, South Korea, as well as the United States.
But they don't only threaten Japan, the United States, and South Korea. They threaten the world. And it's absolutely critical that we all, every one of our countries, does everything humanly possible in the months ahead to avert an armed conflict and convince North Korea that their path of seeking nuclear weapons is the wrong path.
General Milley was making his opening remarks to a meeting of military personnel from Indo-Asia-Pacific countries, which was opening in Seoul, South Korea, amid escalating tensions over North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. Meanwhile, today, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un pledged to continue its weapons program, saying his country is nearing the goal of equilibrium in military force with the United States. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says Iran will not be subjected to bullying by the United States over the 2015 nuclear deal it signed with a number of powers, including the U.S. President Trump has been a frequent critic of the agreement since taking office and has said regularly he will scrap the deal. Islamic State militant group Hamas that rules Gaza said in a statement it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections, the decision seen as an end to political and territorial rift between Hamas and President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement, Gaza facing some monumental humanitarian crisis now. This is VOA News. British police have arrested a second suspect in the bombing of a subway train in London. A 21-year-old man was detained late Saturday under Britain's Terrorism Act. Earlier in the day, an 18-year-old man was arrested. British Home Secretary Amber Rudd applauded the work of investigators.
The Joint Terrorist Analysis Centre, which reviews the threat level that the UK is under, have decided to lower that level from critical to severe. Now, severe still means that an attack is highly likely, so I would urge everybody to continue to be vigilant but not alarmed.
Islamic State claimed responsibility for the Friday rush hour attack, the fifth this year in Britain. Four young U.S. tourists were attacked with acid. It happened Sunday at a train station in the French city of Marseille. French authorities say they don't think extremist views motivated a 41-year-old woman to throw the acid. Local authorities said the suspect had a history of mental health issues and did not try to flee the site of the attack. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the United States is considering closing its embassy in Cuba following a number of health attacks on American diplomats there.
We have it under evaluation. It's a very serious issue with respect to the harm that certain individuals have suffered. We've brought some of those people home. It's under review.
At least 21 Americans have suffered from a variety of symptoms, as have some Canadian diplomats and their families. In a busy hurricane season, forecasters are keeping their eyes on three storms right now, including one threatening the Caribbean islands, which were battered by Hurricane Irma just a week or so ago. Forecasters upgraded Tropical Storm Maria into a hurricane as the storm heads toward the Leeward Islands. We asked Dennis Felkin of the U.S. National Hurricane Center if Maria is on a similar course as Irma, the one that it took through the Caribbean.
Unfortunately, it is impacting many of the islands which were severely damaged by Irma just a week to 10 days ago. It's not an identical path, but it is still in the same general area. So this is not helping the situation down there at all.
Meantime, a tropical storm watches out for the U.S. East Coast because of Hurricane Jose. There also is a tropical depression named Lee in the Atlantic. Lee so far has not been a threat to land. In fact, they think it might be downgraded later today. Asian stock markets rose on Monday as investors looked ahead to the U.S. Central Bank meeting later this week. Investors are also keeping a close eye on the U.N. General Assembly, which begins today in New York. Speeches to be made by first-timers, the U.S. President Donald Trump, and French President Emmanuel Macron.
That's the latest world news from VOA.